The BART Board of Directors is considering four options for fare gates, some used in other big cities, all with their issues, including ADA accessibility and the number of people who can move through in a limited amount of time. BART Board President Bevan Dufty and most board members are in favor of option one, called a stacked and cinch gate.
A fare gate that is difficult to evade, particularly on our existing fare gates, the ability of people to put their hands down and vault over would be really minimized.
Fare evasion results in an estimated $25 million in loss each year to BART. The stacked and cinch option would be piloted at Fruitvale and Richmond stations, two stations with big fare evasion problems. This modification would cost between $15 and $25 million. Other gates would cost upwards to $135 million. BART Director Rebecca Saltzman.
If we don't have a funding source, I really think we need to have some clear analysis about return on investment.
A decision on fare gates will be made in the coming months. Margie Schaefer, KCBS.